This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Your hosts, Jeannie Walters and Adam Toporek, are two of the most recognized and respected names in customer experience, and they have dedicated themselves to helping you improve your customer experiences. And now it's time for Adam and Jeannie.
Adam, you know, I've heard a lot of people are really, digging into their house projects during this time. Have you been doing those things?
I'm a big fan of honeydew melons. I've been avoiding as many as possible, Jeannie, but yes, of course, things have gotten clean. I've gone Marie Kondo on a few rooms in this house.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's, we've all been kind of stuck at home. People are doing what they need to. And so in some ways, what's happening is people are making all these improvements in their houses, and that requires, new things. That requires new furniture. And, we installed a new backsplash in our kitchen with new tile. Mm-hmm. So all these different things. And what that means is that people can't shop for those items in the same way as in the past. So retailers are really thinking about this and trying to provide a shop at home experience that really helps their customers create as much as they can a shopping experience that works. So have you seen this? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I feel like we could go back 4 or 5 years in the archives and find one of our Google Glass episodes. where you're heading with this?
Yeah. Oh gosh, that would be fun. That would be fun.
We should find it. I know we talked about it at one point. Yeah,
I'm sure we did.
Well, yeah. I mean, so people are, I'm assuming, using AR, right? And using VR and that kind of stuff, right?
That's exactly right. So augmented reality is a big deal right now, especially for big ticket home items. So things like furniture and drapes and, those appliances even. So what retailers are doing, and some of the product brands too, they're providing ways that you can, use their app on your mobile phone, you can use their site, and you can really look at your kitchen with your phone and then think, okay, what would it look like if I had stainless steel appliances? What would it look like if I had white appliances? And really play around with it. But one of the things that this has brought up is that there are certain segments of groups of customers who would be really familiar with this and have been using this and really excited about this technology for years. But there are other segments who aren't as familiar, and yet this might be the only choice they have to shop right now. So one of the things that I really want to consider and to have our listeners consider is that when we add these digital whirligigs, right?
Wow, whirligig. That's a technical term. Now, look, folks at home, you don't, unless you are a certified CX professional, don't use whirligigs. It's a very technical term.
That's right.
It's very high level. Just stay away from it because you may use it wrong.
You need to be certified.
You have to be certified, and you have to have an MBA in whirligigs.
Right. It can get dangerous otherwise. But but when we introduce these tools to ostensibly make the experience better for customers, sometimes we forget to kind of design the rest of the journey around that for certain segments. And I'm thinking about groups like our parents, right, who maybe aren't as familiar with this technology, who aren't as comfortable with it. How do we think about the customer journey to make sure that they are as comfortable as they can be so that it's something that is accessible to all customers, not just the ones who already feel familiar and comfortable with this technology?
I think the first thing is you should offer an add-on service, which is that if somebody's parents from our generation contacts the store should let us know that we can turn our phone off so we are not asked to help. This is very important. Here's the thing. In a lot of ways, companies are boxed in right now. So mm-hmm. I think you have to get creative. And this is me sort of throwing out things that I don't know the technological
Whirligig is the answer.
It's always WorldlyGig, Janie. It's always WorldlyGig. But I don't know the actual, you know, technological impediments to this. But for instance, you have this AR, this app, like you described at the beginning of the episode. And maybe that's a bit challenging for people that aren't as, you know, from a technological or digital generation. All right, well, is there a service where you can use the app on a Zoom call with somebody? Mm-hmm. Right, where an employee can walk through, can or, mm-hmm. you know, can walk them through, can help, you know, assist. Because, you know, this is one of the things we look at. Let's go to retail. You know, we talk so much about retail and self-service and self-service preferences. And as you know, we both are big fans of, if you're going to have self-service, that's great. There's a high demand for it. But, you know, I think I even had this in Be Your Customer's Hero. You know, the self-service should always have a backstop, right? A human backstop. Mm-hmm. And I think looking for those types of things, right? Looking for ways, escape hatches, if we've talked about that before, right? Where yep. they can hit the button and be like, okay, I need a human. This is, yep. I just got transported to like the moon in virtual reality, and it's really pretty, but it has nothing to do with my kitchen and I don't know what I hit.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Well, and you know, there was some new data that came out pretty recently, and what they did was they surveyed customers. It was from UserLike. I'll find it. But they surveyed customers about specifically chatbots. How do they feel about chatbots? What's the most important thing? And by a large majority, 80% plus of the respondents said the number one thing about chatbots is the ability to be transferred to a human. That is the number one thing, because people have so much anxiety about those experiences where all of a sudden you realize that you can't solve your issue. You are in kind of this, cycle with technology where you can't get out of it. We need to provide places where people can reach out and get human assistance when and how they need it. But I think the other part of that, and this goes to what you were just saying, is like, we need to think about our customers' full ecosystem, right? Like, we need to be able to jump on the phone and say, okay, I understand what's happening with your iPhone 4. Right. I understand what's happening with your, you know, old computer. We need to kind of be ready for those types of situations, because people are trying things outside of their comfort zones and they're behaving in ways that maybe they wouldn't have behaved pre-COVID and all this. And so we need to design experiences to both proactively communicate to those customers, but then also be prepared to react in the right way and help them through that journey as best we can.
Yeah, I think a part of that, I mean, is knowing who your customer is, because it may mm-hmm. be that your customer, a tiny percentage of your customers are the customers who can't use the app. And yep. it's not going to be worth it to try to scale that help.
Right.
But you do want to think through who your customer is, who you want your customer to be, and what their journey is going to be. Because, you know, we're sort of making a comment generational about technology, but there's a lot of other technological issues that come up that are across generations, you know, just the operating system, right? Mm-hmm. You're the iPhone 4. Well, maybe the person has an iPhone 4, not because, it was my grandfather who didn't update it. It's somebody who couldn't afford to update their phone.
Right.
Every time Apple said they needed to spend $1,000, they weren't in the position to do that, or whatever mm-hmm. it may be, right? So there's a lot of layers to it. And I think really part of that is knowing, you know, who the customer you're targeting is, or who your customer that you want this to help, you know, who are you mm-hmm. trying to get greater share of wallet from? Who are you trying to deepen your relationship with? Who is going to spend the money putting the new stove or the new refrigerator in that kitchen, right?
Right.
Whatever it may be. I think that's really important.
Right. I agree. And I mean, it all comes down to knowing your customer and knowing their journey for real, not just that one interaction, that one touch point. It's about knowing who they are, what they need, and then really understanding what's happening all along the way, not just in that one moment where you're introducing some cool WorldlyGig.
Boom, man. That's like your third time dropping WorldlyGig. I'm impressed.
I mean, it's a fun word to say.
Yeah, I enjoyed it when I was six. Anyways, so, well, we know you come here for high level customer experience concepts and discussion, and we are so happy to provide that to you. WorldlyGig. We're assuming this will be your last episode now. So we thank you for listening. And Jeannie's going to tell you how much.
Of course we do. Thank you so much for listening to Crack the Customer Code. Crack the Customer Code is a proud member of C-Suite Radio, so be sure to check out all of the great business content at csuiteradio.com and csuitetv.com. I'm Jeannie Walters, and you can learn more about me and our rich resources for you to learn at experienceinvestigators.com.
And I'm Adam DePork, and you can learn more about our keynote speaking, virtual customer service training, and customer experience advisory at customersthatstick.com. Until next time, take care of yourself.
And take care of your customers.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.